It's the 9th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Bedford bus station became a crime scene yesterday evening when police received reports that a man had been injured. Officers immediately closed a part of the area around All Hallows so that emergency services could attend to the man who had been a victim of knife crime. The incident occurred a month after a new policing hub was opened at the bus station to tackle down centre crime activity and antisocial behaviour. The hub, however, is not always open and staffed. Police are appealing for witnesses to the stabbing as their investigation continues. Biggleswade home base store will be converted to a B&Q by the end of a year with no job losses. The switchover will occur as a result of Homebase falling into administration and B&Q acquiring 5 of their stores, including the one in Biggleswade. A spokesperson for B&Q said that on completion, the employees at the 5 stores will become employees of B&Q. The building, which housed the former Wilko store at 29 to 41 High Street in Bedford, has recently been acquired by new owners. The estate agent, Kirkby Diamond, said the buyers of the almost 37,000 square foot premises wished to retain their anonymity but had plans to fully redevelop the property. The Kirkby Diamond associate and head of agency Nathan George said, "We are very pleased to see another landmark building sold for redevelopment." A furniture retailer is rumoured to have shown interest in the ground floor retail space. Bedford Greenacre Independent School at Manton Heights in Bedford opened its doors on the 4th of January. The brand new educational facility represents a combining of the Rushmore School and a St Andrew's School, which took place back in 2021. The school boasts a 3G pitch, 55 advanced classrooms and an amphitheatre. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.